This church can hold about 50 people, maybe a few more if everybody squeezes tight for a wedding. And people have been coming to sit in these box-style pews for well over three centuries. It's a church with a story unique to our nation, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Old Trinity Church was established around 1675, and it holds an important distinction today.
This is the oldest church still used for regular worship in the United States of America. That is our claim. There are older churches. The Spanish Mission Trail has a number of churches from the 1500s, but this one has the distinction of being the oldest that's still used for regular worship with an active congregation every Sunday.
Today, a part of the Episcopal Church. Local priest Dan Dunlap says a renovation in the 1950s restored the small church to the way it may have appeared around the year 1720. The old box-style pews are still in service to a loyal congregation.
We feel packed out at around 50. However, early records show that it was designed to seat 100 souls.
Dan says people were smaller a few centuries ago and perhaps sat closer to keep warm in the winter. A beautiful old cemetery, as old as the church, surrounds the structure.
We have about 2,000 graves here and counting. We don't know where all of them are. Some of them may actually be in the creek now because the shoreline has shifted over the years.
Veterans of every war in American history are buried here. This is a picturesque place along the water. A place to view history, nature, and come to worship.
We welcome people on our campus from dawn to dusk. It's a great place to walk, to exercise, to observe nature. If you call ahead, we can have the church open for you.
This is truly a place you need to see. The oldest church still holding Sunday services, just as it has been doing here along the shoreline for over 350 years. Traveling the countryside in Wolford, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.